Being a British Filipino can be banned. So let's get into this week's chismis.
Hello, 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 beautiful people, and welcome back to another chismis or nah. Yeah. That took a lot of energy out of me. It's your girl Giselle.
Your girl JT.
And Gian Lorraine.
Yeah, so we are back with another chismis on our episode, the episode where we give a somewhat controversial statement.
Ooh.
Controversial.
Uh-huh.
And see if we agree or disagree. Okay. And then we'll discuss and revisit.
Yes.
The statement. Sorry, I really went blank.
It's so, yeah, okay.
Just in case you missed the other ones. Yes. So it's my turn now.
Ooh.
I'm scared for this.
I'm scared. Chris helped me with this. So let's dive straight in.
Let's go.
The reason our parents never taught us how to stand up or stand out was because there's something wrong with the culture altogether.
Whoa.
Agree or disagree?
Because there's something wrong with the culture altogether?
Altogether. Gee, would you like to go first?
I feel like we can't say whether a culture can be good or bad. Mm-hmm. And to put it on the culture is a mad thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a mad statement there.
Agree or disagree off the bat?
I'd say disagree then. I feel as though, I don't know. Where else would it come from, to be honest? Because then it goes all the way back and then we just learn and relearn. And then what now is, because we're clocking it, I guess, as being first gens, is when we want to scream.
Mm.
But then would we say people in the Philippines are not like us?
Mm.
I don't know.
I think there's definitely elements that are different, like
from us, where we are to.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd say there's definitely elements.
Mm.
Matting, this is the insane one.
I might have to agree off the bat.
Oh.
Just off the bat.
Okay.
Yeah. Not like diving deep into it.
Go and dissect a bit.
But I just think that the Filipino culture, not culture, but Filipinos have toxic traits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think that might contribute into why our parents have maybe told us to stand down and not really be out there.
Yes, like, Miss Gian Lorraine, you have
but yes, but because we're Filipino, we can tell whether our Filipinos have toxic traits. I feel like other cultures could say the same thing about them.
Yeah, true.
Their culture.
Yeah, true. No, there's definitely toxicity in everyone's culture, and you will notice it within your own.
But then I feel like we wouldn't notice it in their culture. So how can we define toxic?
It's true.
I feel like for me, off the bat, I agree. Just off the bat, definitely agree with what you guys have said. And like, I just feel like, so obviously this statement didn't begin like this, innit? So what I've initially wrote and was getting at was like, we were just taught to just sort of just follow what we were told and don't say anything otherwise. Like, we weren't really told to stand up and talk out and talk up.
Yep.
So that's where it came from. And then obviously, you know, Chris helped me just remix it a bit to make it a bit more controversial so that we can have this discussion. And I just feel like I was somewhat taught to just, do as I was told.
Same.
Head down.
Same.
Keep quiet.
And then it's funny as well and weird because like sometimes my mum would talk out and stand up, like even something in like primary school, say something like, oh my God, I remember one time in school, so I brought like my skipping rope and then someone broke it. And then obviously, so I was upset and I was just like crying, but that was it. And then obviously when they just, you know, at the end of the day, when my mum picked me up, obviously the teachers just told them like why I was upset and stuff and what had happened. And my mum was just like, well, what are you going to do about it, sort of thing. And then
nice.
I was kind of like, no, mum, just leave it.
Mm.
So then obviously it's kind of like, well, she taught me to keep my head down, but then I can see her literally like talking out. And that wasn't even a big issue. It was just a skipping rope. Mm. Obviously, I was upset at the time. So, but then obviously to put it down to there's something wrong with the culture altogether. Yeah, that's where I disagree.
Same.
Yeah.
You know, I do have a story kind of like that as well, where my dad, well, he was kind of in the wrong, but he was still going for it. And I was thinking, no, let's just go, it's fine. I was thinking, no, it's fine, let's just go. And I was just like, I don't know now.
Yeah, like, innit?
I have that battle with my dad all the time.
I don't like it.
He likes to stop.
I don't like it.
But I think it also comes from me being a female.
Okay, maybe. Oh,
okay, we're doing another controversial, ex-controversial.
Literally. Another because, factor into the mix.
Because, like, I've never really heard my mom go to my brother, just shush and keep going. Like, me, I think because I'm a female, it may seem like to my parents that I'm a little bit more vulnerable.
Yeah. I kind of agree with that, yeah.
So it might be that. I don't know. I don't think I should put it down to just being Filipino. You know what I mean?
Like, I somewhat think, kind of like socially, that's how people perceive us. Sometimes I feel like that.
Or
like
quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, definitely, you're just going to follow and like, she's not going to mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. It's just so and so. Yeah, I don't know. Because then how is it that our moms are standing up, but then when what not supposed to, or I don't know, it's weird. Because then as well, sorry, another thing, when you said about being a girl, it's like if we talk out, we're suddenly rebelling.
We're
suddenly
ladylike,
that one.
We're suddenly all these flamboyant loud things.
Mom's like, oh, bill of support or something like that. Oh my days.
Yeah mad, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a bit crazy, but I think on a whole, I'll probably disagree.
Final answer.
Yeah.
I would still disagree. It was the last bit where you said there's something wrong with the culture overall. Where it's just like, nah, I guess we are just like that and we'll adapt to it. I guess.
You know, I definitely disagree with the culture thing.
Yeah.
This was just for discussion.
Yeah.
It's true. So,
yeah, I definitely disagree with the something wrong with the culture.
Can you say the first bit again?
Please.
Oh.
the reason our parents never taught us how to stand up / stand out was because there's something wrong with the culture.
Oh. No.
I think also because of, like, back in the day, there was also martial law, in it, so everyone had to follow a rule.
True.
And our grandparents were there during that time.
True.
So that might be part of it, why, as to why they're so strict and they're so keep quiet, head down, kind of like
just follow
rules kind of thing.
Yeah, nah.
I don't think that's really got to do with the culture though. It's just government and politics.
Do you know what I'm thinking as well? Like, because we're first gens and our parents came here, and they obviously have to like abide by new things. So they probably, I don't know, we're assuming here, probably think that they have to just follow everything. Just go with things and not speak out too much because it's a privilege to even be there. So they will take what comes to them. Do you know what
like
I mean?
Even the small fact of being present here. You'll just sort of keep your head down.
Yeah, and like it reminds me of like, oh, when I talk about my job now to my mum and I'm like, oh, I have these benefits, etc. This, and like when I take a day off or something and she'll see me take a day off, she'll be like, oh, is that okay with your job? Like, make sure you, or like it'll be stuff like, oh, make sure you leave on time, make sure la 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 la. It's just like, it's okay, mom.
You know, that reminds me.
It's okay.
Every time I take holiday off work, she's like, why? Like, why aren't you going in?
It's that. I get that all the time.
I'm entitled. Like,
yes. And they really can't seem to comprehend that.
It's paid?
That is, yes.
It's paid?
It's paid.
Nah, it's true though, isn't it? Like, it's a bit weird, actually.
Yeah. Like, honestly, like,
good one.
I, for real, like, taking holidays is a problem. Even me, like, going downstairs and making a coffee, a tea, making a sandwich for myself, my mom's like, yo, like, are they not going to check if... And it's just like,
I still kind of believe you tried to style it out like this, please.
And
but I completely get you. Yes, just, like
mums be mums, innit?
Yeah, I think, and I don't know what it is. My mum's really on it on work. Like, obviously, I can imagine how she is at work. Like, proper on it. Like,
and break I'm here 12 to 12:30.
Yeah, and I'm here like, nah. If it's 12 to 12:30, me there 12:35, I'm back.
Honestly, though,
yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Not. I feel like maybe in summary, there's just certain aspects where they'll keep their head down.
Yeah.
Work being. You know, like more legal type stuff, and then when it's sort of, if it's a matter of right or wrong, or like you're not to be taken for a dickhead, then our parents would
speak up.
Yeah. Like, don't fucking rip my fucking skipping rope. Yeah. That's basically what she said.
Fuck's sake.
That's basically what she
Pay
said.
Pay for a new one.
Literally
now.
Yes. So yeah, I'd say all in all. Disagrees all round.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously there was aspects of the statement that were wild.
Yeah, but you was a good one.
Yeah.
Yes, let us know in the comments below on our YouTube channel. We would love to hear what your thoughts are too.
Yes. And yeah, if you enjoy these episodes, feel free to send in your own for us to discuss.
Oh yes, DM us some controversial statements.
Yes.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah, I hope you guys have a good week. Hope you enjoyed the episode.
We out.
Bye.
Bye.
You've reached the end of another episode with your favourite chismosas. If you're eager to learn more about us and the culture, find us at 22chismis on all platforms.